From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. U.S. markets are closed today in honor of civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Markets reopen tomorrow, Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. Wall Street time. In 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated after speaking with striking sanitation workers in Memphis. In the decades since King's murder, strikes have gotten more rare. But data from Cornell University shows that over the last 2 years, strike activity has been picking up. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
A lot of the big strikes last year were against big employers, Hollywood studios, the big three automakers. But Kathy Creighton at Cornell University says many of them were against smaller employers.
Restaurants, higher education, warehouse workers, a lot of teachers and public sector workers.
And those workers watched last year as the big strikes won big concessions from studios and automakers. Jake Rosenfeld, a professor at Washington University in St. Louis, says those wins create momentum.
We know from past research that successful strikes prove contagious. They tend to lead to other strikes.
Workers know that going on strike comes with the risk of job loss. But Rosenfeld says they also know they have options, considering how tight the labor market is right now.
It grants them the freedom to take risks at work, such as participating in a strike or threatening to unionize, without the fear that such activity could lead to a prolonged period of joblessness.
And as long as the unemployment rate stays low, Rosenfeld says strike activity will likely keep up. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.